hearts towards you, Father God. Come on, can we just, come on, can we just set our hearts towards him? Come on. It's all about him. Hallelujah. Come on, that's what I'm here for, God. Lord, it's nothing else, hallelujah, but you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord, for your presence, God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's about your presence here with us tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, the awareness of the presence of God in our midst here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Never take it for granted, God. I don't take it for granted, God. Oh, I don't take it lightly, God. Oh, he's with us, hallelujah. He's with us, hallelujah. Oh, it's about you, Jesus. Come on, just worship his name. Come on. Come on, let's just make this about him tonight. Come on. Just worship his name. Just say Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know when we make it about him? We make it about him, all of a sudden, you begin to take, it says that we begin to lay aside what we have and take hold of who he is. We focus on him. We focus on all that he has and all that he's given to us. Hallelujah. Mm. Come on, there's a strength that's in that. There's power in that. Come on, there's power in that. Hallelujah. That we become aware that we just receive it, that we just stand in it and just acknowledge it and know that he's with us. You believe that tonight, church? Come on, hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Come on, hallelujah. Come on, you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just pray right now to God, Lord. I just pray to God, Lord, that we just have this, just this awareness, God, Lord, of what it means to make it about you. Hallelujah. Lord, to understand to God, Lord, how much it's about you. Hallelujah. It's not about, Lord, we think about so much about our situation, about our problems, about things that we go through, about conflict we might have. But God, when we make it about you, hallelujah, we make it about you. There's none higher than you. There's none greater than you, God, Lord. When it's about you, God, Lord, our focus is higher than the things that are on the earth, God. Lift us up out of this place, God. Lift us up out of wherever we might be or wherever, the God, Lord, your children might be right now, to go, that we begin to focus on you. Let our eyes be on him. Hallelujah. Let our eyes be on him. Come on, say that tonight. Let our eyes be on him tonight. Let our eyes be on him tonight. Not on a man. Come on. Not on our problems. Not on our situation. But let it be on Jesus. Come on, tell someone, let it be on Jesus tonight.
Let it be on Jesus.
Come on, let it be on Jesus tonight. Amen. Come on, you may go to your seats or go to your classes. And amen. Come on, let's give God praise. Come on, come on, you can give him praise. Amen. Woo, come on. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Woo, we're going to make it about Jesus tonight. Amen. Oh, you going to help me tonight? Amen. All right, I believe you. I know you don't lie. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As those kids go to their classes. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm. Give them the minute to get down there. We're going to do something different tonight after I share this word. We're going to take communion tonight, but we're all going to stay down here. Praise team's going to stay together, and we're going to get the kids to come out here. And I just feel this in my heart, how that, man, that, you know, somebody just sent me a text this morning. Somebody I haven't talked to in a long time. And they just declared something to me about what I mean to them. And, you know what, sometimes you don't realize that what power you have. So you think, is this important for me to do this? At that moment, right then and there, those words lifted me up. It's a blessing. And I thought, God, Lord, if we can recognize the power we have that you've given to us, that he's bestowed upon us to bless, to create, to transform, to encourage, to lift up with our mouths. We choose. We choose the words we say. We declare them. And if our heart isn't right, we'll say the wrong things. But when we let God touch our hearts, it's in those moments where it becomes the opportunity for the dam to break. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to hear you. The dam to break. That means the flow of the Spirit of God in your life for the dam to break. Come on, amen. Sometimes we get caught up in ourselves. We get caught up in our moments. And we don't recognize it's about Jesus. Because when we make it about Him, that dam will break. That pent up of the environment of sometimes we don't mean to make it about us. But we get caught up in about us. We get caught up with our moments, with our families, our situations, with our problems, with our pains, with our sorrows, and we forget that it's something bigger than that. Amen. That Jesus went to the cross, empowered me that I could take that love. Hallelujah. You know, they said to me, they said that love you've given me unconditionally, year after year after year, has changed my life, and I want to give it to my kid. And that just touched my heart. See, because I recognize it ain't me. It ain't me. Because I have nothing to offer but Him. And what I give, what anything that I've given, it's only about Him. It's about Christ. And it makes me come alive even more because I recognize how much He's in our lives and how much He wants to flow out of you. How much He wants to be the expression right here on earth out of your life. Your life. Tell your neighbor, your life. I want to let God burst. I want to let Him come out of the dam that sometimes we pen up. We receive. Come on. We know how to receive. Come on. Amen. We know how to receive. We know how to get it. We know how to hear it. We hear it on the radio. We get so much. Caleb's called the encouragement. What's it called? Positive encouraging Caleb. We get encouraged all the time. But it's for a purpose. We've so much deposited in us, so much we receive, but these can't be dams. They got to break. Come on, amen. They got to break. Come on, amen. They got to break, and they got to break out on one another. They got to be released. So tonight, after this service, I want, as we come and we partake of communion, we are partaking of the body. But God spoke to my heart that we're to partake of the body here tonight too. And recognize, because of this, that I'm able to give you something. Hallelujah. I'm able to bless you. I believe that there's a dam to break. There's more in you than you think. Come on, amen. If we don't think we have something, then we don't recognize how powerful God is and what He's done to deposit within my life. You might not think it means much, what you give. That young girl doesn't know what that meant to me. That stirred my heart. Little words. So tonight, here's what I want you to do. As I'm preaching, I just want you to let God lay something on your heart. Whether you got an encouraging word for somebody. Whether you want to bless somebody. Or whether or not you have something that maybe, you know what, it doesn't really mean anything, but you've kind of held on to something, need to let it go. Come on, amen. Come on, help me tonight. We need to make it about Jesus tonight. Amen. We need to make it about Jesus. Amen. Because when we focus on Him and we realize it, it's more than just those little things. We need to let it go. We need to bless somebody. I need to tell you I love you. Tell your kids you love you. Your wife. Or tell somebody that maybe you haven't said for a while. Go grab them and tell you, I appreciate you. Come on, amen. You mean something to me. You mean the world to me. Sometimes we don't say, we don't recognize it. You mean the world to me. Means so much to me. Come on, amen. You mean something to me. You're valuable to me. I want us to appreciate the gift because we cannot partake of this and not recognize what the body means. What this body means. And we're valuable to one another. We're valuable. I need to partake of you. You need to partake of me. We need to receive. We need to be strengthened. We need to be equipped. We need to be empowered. We need to release. We need to break the dam. Amen. We need to break the dam. You need to let out of you what's in you. You need to bless somebody. Just tell somebody, I appreciate you. You mean the world to me. Let's get emotional. You mean the world to me. Every service you're at my door. You take my Bible. No one tells you to do it. You carry it up for me. Appreciate that. I love you so much. Come on. He's a gift to me. I want to be that gift to you. I want you to know that you have a gift to give me, to give somebody here. And when they open it up, it changes their lives. The enemy wants you to think that you have no purpose, no plans, nothing. But I want you to know that we talked about last night recognizing that Jesus came to reveal who we are in Him. And that He walked with miracles and love that burst out of Him. That everybody felt. Even His enemies knew there was something more. That He had something to give. And that's our example. That's the reality of who we are, is in Him. To see that that's my example. That God sent His Son so that I could see that's who I'm to be in the earth. That's who I'm to be in the earth. Amen? That's who I am to be. The things that I have done, you will do greater things, He declared. Greater things. Greater things. The greatest thing of all is love. More than a miracle, it's love. Breaks things. Binds up things, shifts things, changes things. It's love. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, praise team. So tonight I'll tell someone we're going to break the dam. We call the sermon Breaking the Dam. Amen. I'm going to tell someone break the dam. You ain't swearing. I want everybody to try to come bring somebody. We're going to give Apostle as much time as we can. We're going to come in here. We're going to have some snacks. You don't have to worry about eating. There's going to be some veggies or some crackers and stuff like that you can grab hold of. And we're going to go ahead and get right into the Word. He's going to open up and start preaching right at 22. About 22, a quarter to, you get a snack, and He's going to start ministering. And then we're going to just really receive. Amen? I believe that it's important. I believe that He has something. He's come for a specific timing. Amen? And I know I need it now. Amen? Listen, do you know that God sends gifts? He's a gift sent here. He's a gift sent here that I'm thinking, my goodness, God sent him here, right here, in this town, in this place. That this is a gift of God that I can receive and hear. That there's something specific that I want you to know that God knows the things that you might go through that you need. Come on. The power that I might need, or whatever, there's a word. Come on, amen. A word that can unlock something in my life. God will send people with timings and moments. We need to take advantage of it. Amen. Amen. Help me tonight. Amen. Don't make me work tonight. Amen. I'm tired. I want to share something. This is Isaiah 43. And I've said this before, but I just felt this tonight. And I just want to just share these couple scriptures. Because I believe it's important, because this is a key to unlocking. This is a key to breaking the dam. This is the key to understanding the value of what I have and who I am and what you mean to me and how valuable you are. And we can't take it for granted. And I cannot neglect the gifts of God that are before me. Amen. And you can't neglect the gifts that are right with you, and see what one another we give to one another. Amen. And we can bless one another. It says, but now. Say, but now. Thus saith the Lord, that the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and He has formed thee, O Israel. So He's talking about the same person. He's talking about Jacob, who He declared that He created. But then He says, but I formed you, and He called him Israel. I want you to know that God brought him through some things. Come on, we talked about going through some wombs in our lives. We go through wombs. We go through things that sometimes God disrupts us. You don't like that? I don't either. God will disrupt you. Come on, amen. But we talked about Moses and how God disrupted so many things in his life. Brought him out of one place, and it looks like it's a curse, but realize it was a blessing. God was preparing him for something greater, and he can look back and see, wow, God, it's the hardest thing is when you're in it, is not seeing what is to come or what will be down the road. Amen.
That's the hardest thing to be in. Amen. But I want you to know it's a relationship. That it's a relationship that you have, that God wants you to begin to come into a greater relationship, that you have trust in Him, that you know that you're okay. Tell your neighbor you're okay. You know why? Because God's got you in His hands. Amen. Because you're God's. You're God's. And when you recognize it, it's okay. Come in. Amen. It's okay. I'm okay. Why? Because it's okay. Because I'm okay. Because of God. Now, we are a messenger stone. That's powerful, because I'm okay because He's got me. If I'm not okay, I'm okay. Sometimes we're not okay. Come on, sometimes we ain't always walking on water. What's that song? Walking on water. That's a song, right? Yeah. We got to get the DJs to start playing whenever I do that. But sometimes you're not always walking on the water. I want you to know that, man, I tell you, I want you to see, the most powerful thing is when Peter went down, and the greatest thing that he learned is he realized that when he went down, listen, he wasn't alone, hallelujah, but his Savior was right there with him. He says, you're going to sink, come on, you're going to get down, you're going to fall down. Amen. It was all those things, those different disappointments that Moses experienced, that out of those disappointments came something. So he's declaring something, that every one of us are created. Do you know the devil was created? Come on. So I want you to see that Jacob, everybody's been created. We all have that experience with God, that God created every one of us. But I want you to see there's a greater relationship that God desires than just His creation. Amen? Just to be in a created relationship that you have with God. God wants you to come up higher. That God wants you to be birthed. He says that He wants to form you. He says, but Israel have I formed. See, I want you, there's a difference there. There's a difference from created. Create being created means to bring into existence. All things. Listen, my dog was brought into existence because of God. I want a little bit more of a relationship and experience in life than just my dog has. A little bit more depth. His life centered around us three right here. Providers. Just dependent on that moment. Everything's based upon that. But I want you to see, but being formed is a different. It's something more. It's something, it's a level that's taking you a little bit higher. I want you to realize that, see, there's something more than just being created, living as being created and living in life that way. See, God desires something more. That through things in our lives, that being formed means that there's a hand-on experience there. It's like the potter in the clay. It is, I wrote this down, it's formed. It means fashioned from or to produce. To be fashioned or produced. And it comes forth out of this letting you have, see, it's trust, because you fall into the hands of God that you don't know what He's going to do. Remember, He disrupts things. We don't like disruptions. We don't always like being in the womb because it's change. You get comfortable there, but as soon as you get comfortable, you get disrupted. We all love comfort. We love to be comfortable. But He disrupts things, and I want you to see that here's God. He says that I desire to form you, to mold you, amen, to take hold of you and to bring you into, to fashion you and to guide you and to direct you. And being created, you don't have that hands-on thing, but all of a sudden being formed, there's a hand-on experience where that the Almighty God in this relationship, that you let the Spirit of God begin to mold you and begin to begin to pour mold you and direct you and guide you and begin to lead you and begin to let Him have the ability to knock things off whenever I'm disobedient or I'm rebellious and I don't feel like doing it this way or I don't want to do this, but letting God mold us that we release and move and have our being in Him. So there's something greater. Amen. There's something more. And I want you to see this. And it says, see, we've messed it up because we take out of God's hands what God desires for Him to have. We take out of His hands. And we've created religions that we mold idols out of our own hands and worship them. Come on, help me. We mold things to worship with our own hands, that we form them the way that we like it, the way it looks good. Sometimes we form things and we'll bring disappointment because we'll bring things, we'll form things in our lives the way that we think it should be. And God will come along and He'll knock it, because He says if it's not built on the foundation, He says that it will fall. If it's not dug deep, hallelujah. If it's not out of a formation, out of a place that's constructed, hallelujah, in Him, it won't last. Am I making sense? So listen, he says, because I formed you, fear not. He says, fear not. He says, because I've redeemed you, I've called you by your name, and you're mine. See, I want you to know that, see, that is exclusive for those that are let God form them. Coming to the place of letting Him form them, because you can only come to that place or know His voice. He says, those that know me know my voice. You know His voice that He tells you, He says, you're mine, and you begin to believe it. Remember, He told Peter, He said, feed my sheep. You love me? Yes. Feed my sheep. Remember, He kept saying that. He kept declaring that to them. He was putting something in His heart. He was declaring something. He was forming something with them, letting them know where His heart was. He said that if you know me, hallelujah, you'll know my desires, my heart. So here's this place of letting God form you and direct you and guide you. This is what God wants. Listen. He says, and then He says this. He says that you know my name. He says, and thou art mine. See, in that place, that I become empowered by Him. See, when I come into that place where that I'm being formed by Him, I'm being guided by Him, I'm being constructed by Him, I'm being led by Him, empowered by Him, in the midst of where I'm going, I'm taking my hands off creating what I think I should be and letting God form me in His image and likeness. Sometimes that's hard to do. Tell your neighbor, we know that. Come on, it is hard sometimes. Sometimes we like what we're creating. Sometimes we're stubborn in that place. We're stubborn in that place. I'm going to say it again. We're stubborn in that place. We like it the way we like it. But God says, I'm constructing, I'm forming my image and likeness. And He says, and when thou passest through the waters, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, and they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall thou be flame kindle thee. I want you to know that, see, these aren't just out of a created relationship. These are out of a formed relationship. That when you pass through, see, a form, that you pass through them, that God will be with you. That I want you to know that we go through them, that He will be with us. That out of that forming. And I want you to know that all through the Bible we could see Jonah, where that the only way that he experienced that is being formed and trusting God and letting God guide him and being at that place. Remember when he rebelled against God, that he finally came to a place when he was in the depths of the ocean, in a well, that he conformed, he began to form into God's way and desire for his life. And he began to let go, amen? And at the moment he began to let go of his will. I don't want to do this. I can't do this. But when he began to let God form him and change his heart, boom, God directed his path. And he brought him through it. Amen. Tell someone through it. Come on, we can look at the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt, that they turned and they walked out of that place, but only in that experience of going through the Red Sea. I want you to know that wasn't parted at first, but they declared and they spoke to it and they began to walk. I want you to know it's a hard place, that they could have run, they could have hid, they could have went the other way. I want you to think about this. Here's this Red Sea in front of them, the enemies behind them. And Moses declared, and the water began to spread apart, and the winds began to blow. It just wasn't nice and sunny all at the moment, but the winds began to blow. See, God was forming a trust within them. The only way is in the midst of the storm that they can experience it is through that storm. Say, through the storm. See, they were gaining something because they were trusting God to form their hearts, giving God the reign of their hearts to lead them to the left, to the right. It's only in that place where you have no other choice. Tell your neighbor you have no choice. See, God will place you in a place with it. Man, you have no choice. God will put you up and bring you to dead ends where that you got to realize, man, I need God. Come on, amen, amen, I need God. And it's in those moments where I begin to let go and let God, give God place and let Him form me out of that experience, out of that trauma, out of that situation where things are changed. Then I begin to know who God is when I let go and let Him be God. And step away from me forming what I think it should be. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was only in the fire. When they went into the fire. Man, when I want you to know that they were probably talking to one another saying, man, this is tough, but no, listen. Come here. We're going to do it together. I don't know how we're going to get through this thing. But we're not going to stop. Come on. And at that moment when they went into the fire, and the fire was lit and it was burning, it was in that moment where it says that a fourth showed and appeared in the midst of it. I want you to know if they were on the sideline, God still would have loved them. But they'd have never experienced in the midst of a fire, God standing with them. I'm here with you. It'll be okay, even though I'm not okay. Because the one who holds the stars is holding me. The one who created all this thing, formed out of nothing, is forming me. Do you understand the faith that was built within these men? Their names were taken away. Their place of destiny, of where they used to live, everything they had before was taken from them. But in this moment, everything that became real was real. Everything that was truth was right before them. Nothing else mattered. Come on, amen. Nothing else mattered. Because they realized that they're standing with God and God was with them. Their life was important. They realized there was something more than what was going on. That it changed the view of a king. It changed the heart of a king because of their decision to trust God. The formation that came out of their lives changed the nation because they let God form His image and likeness within them. Do you know what happens when we let God form His image and likeness in us? Changes things. There's a formation change. Changes cultures. Changes churches. Changes attitudes. Changes the way we see things, the way we go through things. Do you think that these men begin to struggle every time it rained? Or I want you to know because they had this experience through the fires. They knew who God was. They experienced Him. And they let go and let God have formation in their hearts. Listen, something is forming in you. Something is forming in you. Something is forming in our lives. Every one of us. What is it? Is God forming? Am I creating this environment of God forming me and directing me? Am I creating a habitation? Am I letting Him be formed within me by my reaction? Am I breaking the dam and getting out of my insecurities and blessing somebody or encouraging somebody, speaking into their lives, breaking the dam? Because I got enough in me. I got something within me. God's within me. I'm able to release it and let it out. Encourage somebody. Others might think he might not have anything to offer. He's a world changer. He makes way for the Word of God Listen. He says in verse 7, it says, Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for glory. I've created, everybody that's been created is created for his glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I've constructed him. Jeremiah. Listen. It says Jeremiah 17:5. It says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and maketh his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. That man's like somebody who's bound. He's bound by walls. He's restricted to only go so far. That when he turns to the right, he doesn't end anywhere. It's like being in a cul-de-sac. It's going round and round in circles. He says, that's a man that doesn't trust in God. He says, but for he shall be like the heath in the desert, the tumbleweed. Never rolling and bouncing. Come on. He says, and he shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places. Listen, I really want us to see this and understand this. Every one of us go through things in life. Everybody. Tell somebody, everybody. Nothing's certain. Only Christ. Nothing's certain. Because I see things change in people's lives and I'm like, where'd that come from? Well, sometimes some things, that's why it's so important to be formed in Him. So that out of the uncertainty that we can make sense of things. Because sometimes things don't make sense. We love to realize, I want that. We love to because we want to form it. But that's not my job. Because then we won't make any sense of it. We're like finger painting. Trying to explain what it is. I'm like, what is that? I don't have any idea. It's abstract. It still doesn't make any sense to me. Talking in a foreign language. And he says, for he shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited, say, but blessed. Blessed. That means fully satisfied. Not because of favorable circumstances, but because of the indwelling God within you. See, it's not because of favorable circumstances. See, we can understand and know that it was Paul that let God form within him and develop something within him that he couldn't get outside the world because he tried to create this image of strength and power in his own ability, the way he thought it was supposed to be. The way it looked, because he looked good. He had the upper class job. He had the nice outfits. He walked and everybody moved when he came into the room. They were fearful of him. They were intimidated by him. Anything that he wanted, he had. But he was empty within him in the environment that he created. But God was calling him to be formed within him. God was saying that you're more than just created. He says, but I want to form within you who I am. He says, tell him that I'm forming something within him. So Paul, he says, he let God form. So when he began to go through these things, and we all know the story of Paul, how that he went through circumstance, uncertainty. But the uncertainty didn't change his outcome because something was forming within him that was greater within him than that was on the outside. Something was developing within him, forming within him in the midst of his life. Letting God form within him and develop something within him that he couldn't get on his own. All the power he did on his own. When now he walked down the streets, some of the disciples rejected him and didn't like him. But he wasn't dependent upon that. He was dependent upon what was forming within him. It's all that matters. Because you can lose everything.
But what's in you lasts. What's in you matters. The end of your days when you stand there, what was in you matters. What was being developed within your heart matters. Tell someone it matters. The formation of God within us. See, because that's what I was here for. That I was created as image and likeness. Listen. Trusting in Him. He says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Hope's a dangerous thing. You have hope. For he shall be as the tree planted by waters that spreadeth out his root, her roots by the river, and shall not see. I love this. I want you to get this. Shall not see when heat comes. Will not see when the heat comes. He says, but her leaf is green. Shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding. Don't see when it's coming. I want you to know that it ain't worried about what's coming. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because something that's within Him, something that's within us, is stronger than what might come. It might be a drought to others on the outside. But what's on the inside, hallelujah, is everlasting. Come on, amen. It's rooting up within me. And I want you to understand that, see, He's forming you because it goes hand in hand. That you walk in this relationship, you experience who He is, and out of that breaks a river that flows out of you that can share and express who He is to those that are around you. See, it was out of that development of Paul that changed the nation. The formation of God within Paul changed everybody around him. 2,000 years ago, it has changed my life. Seeing God form within this man. Being a murderer. But yet, God forming him within him. His nature, likeness. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? He says, but I, the Lord, search the heart. He says, and I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God tests the reins. And I want you to know that it's out of that formation. It's out of those desert places. It's out of the floods. It's out of the fires and out of those moments where that we give God the reins and let Him form us and direct us. Do we find the blessing to become fully satisfied? Because that's what we want. Come on, amen. It's not another hot dog. It's not another Steelers Super Bowl win. Be nice, but it's not about that couch. It's not about that makeup. It's not about that boyfriend or girlfriend. It's not about that, but it's a blessed within that changes things, that matters to my wife. It's what's the formation within me that blesses you. It's letting Him be formed within me that's released the love to you. See, that's what it's about. Letting Him form within us. So then I can bless you and not curse you. So that I can appreciate the gift and I can cherish the gift. Because I realize that God's forming in you. God's doing something within your life and I need to get my hands off it. We got to quit looking at one another that way to try to put a formation or create something in somebody else. Let God do it. Amen? Come on, amen. Let God do it. Sorry, I'm stuffy. Put too much Vicks in my nose. My wife hates when I do that. Too late now. Give her a kiss and she's already smelled the Vicks up my nose. I don't know. I put it on my feet. I don't know. I'm all about Vicks. My mom was... You all about Vic? Some people love Vic. I don't know. Put it on my feet when I go to bed. I don't know. As reins that I give God reins of my heart. Let me finish with this. And you can take this with yourself. But God's always bringing us to a place of formation. That we come to a place of created opportunity to see who He is. But then it comes to a place of letting Him form in our hearts. Giving Him the reins. It's when you meet Him. It's awesome. When you come into awareness of God. Appreciate it. Don't take it for granted. But then when you give Him the reins, it's a ride like you've never known. So here He is. Here He says, and Jesus went about, He says, in Galilee, teaching the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manners of sickness. It declared everything that He was doing. Listen, I want you just to get this. And He says, in all manner of sickness and all disease among the people, and His fame went throughout Syria. They brought unto Him all the sick that were taken with Him, diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. And there they followed the great multitudes of people in Galilee. Probably one of the greatest crowds that He ever experienced was right there, right then. I want you to know that He created at that moment an opportunity. He placed before them what was at hand. What could be. He brought out of nothing they've ever experienced before this incredible opportunity that we understand that we can have with God. That He places it before us. That all of us begin to understand and know you're in church, you hear about it. But when He places it there, so He creates in their minds this understanding that, wow, here's this God that stands before me, and everything that is weak, all these things that were enemies against them, sicknesses and diseases, gave them hope in that moment, in that reality. But He placed it before them. Then He says, and seeing the multitudes, He went up to the mountain. This was the created opportunity for them right here. The formation to take place. For the reins to change hand. I want you to know that God places every opportunity. I want you to hear me and understand. It's that moment that maybe that dam breaks. Where that you experience and understand that it's not just something created you hear about, but it becomes an opportunity. It can become a formation in your life. An example, a sign. Part of your life. A formation in your life. A guide in your life. And so Jesus went up the mountain. But I want you to know that only the ones that followed Him were His disciples. Those ones that, man, I want you to know they're just like us. That they gave Him the reins. It was hard. It was tough at that place to give Him the reins. And they even said it. He said, we struggle sometimes. But they didn't stop. They kept handing Him the reins. They kept letting Him be formed within them, their lives. That's what we do. Whenever we seize the opportunity to let Him be formed in our lives. It's the simplest way when I begin to bless somebody. When I encourage somebody. When I go beyond myself and I begin to let God be formed in my life, when I go to somebody and I pay attention, I walk in this house and I don't walk out of this house without letting God be formed in my life and let Him come out of me and let the dam break somewhere, sometime, that I let Him break out of me and be released somewhere, somehow, that I find a way that I don't walk out this door without letting God be expressed, that I don't just look at the created miracles, but I become the miracle. I become the formation of God. The clay. The reins that have been let go. I wish I had more time because He began to declare. He says, fully satisfied are these ones. Blessed are they. That mourn, that are weak. It looks like it's the negative, but I want you to know it's empowering. It's the empowering part.
It's those becoming empowered by God. It's the place where that ever He loses our attention whenever He says, love your enemies. Bless them that despitefully use you. Let me say it again. Bless them that despitefully use you. Love those that hate you. Bless them that curse you. Lift them up. Somebody that borrows from you, give them your best jacket. See, I want you to know, because then you let God have the reins. And then all of a sudden it ain't about that thing you gave up. Because you're fully satisfied for what you got left, and it's Him. It means more than that. It means more about me being right than you being right. It's giving Him reins to be a blessing. Amen? Would you stand on your feet as you come up, Kelly? I wrote this down. It came out of nothing, these miracles, to them. It was just like this happened. He didn't conjure up anything. It was boom, it was natural. Boom, He created, bam, miracle. Spoke to it, happened, just like that. Something that can be a reality, but the reality has to be an attitude. Has to be my attitude. Has to be the attitude of giving Him the reins. Has to be the attitude of not trying to find a way to create my way out of this situation, but let Him be formed in me. That's where I become blessed. Fully satisfied. I wonder why sometimes you feel like you're pent up. Break the dam. Because Christ is in you. If you receive Him in your heart as your Savior, if not, I ask you to come and receive Him in your heart. To ask Him into your heart as your Savior. To receive Him as your King and Lord. To give Him reins. To take that step. But if He is, you need to realize what you got. We need to realize what we have. So I want you tonight, as we begin to play this song, go ahead and start that. She said, I want you to know, just take a second. Take a second and just let God speak to your heart or whatever it is. But I want you to go to somebody. Bless somebody. Speak to somebody, encourage somebody, love somebody, just share something. And then when you're done with that, you're satisfied, I want you to come down and partake of what has made that available is Christ. Come on.
This is my favorite.
My friend forever. That's eternity. And I seen one time an example. The guy took a string and went around the room, round and around and around. And he took a little piece of it and he made it black and it was that big. But he took the string, he wrapped it around the room and it went. It was amazing how far it went around and around. And he says, "This is my life, but the rest of it is eternity. The investment that you make now is eternal. The choices that I make are eternal. They're not just eternal in my life, but they're eternal in others. Somebody in my life, somebody spoke into my heart eternity, an eternal truth that he's my friend forever. And I grabbed it, and it became eternity for me. Being something that won't die." So I just pray that tonight, that each one of our hearts, I feel that our sister, could you come here? Chrissy, I just wanted to share what God showed her.
He talked about the Red Sea and how it was parted and how the winds just held all the water back. And during that song that Randy played while we were, you know, taking communion and stuff, it was just the sweet, sweet presence of the Lord. And it was like I saw the angels holding back the enemy, like the angels were, like how the waters were held back with the winds. And the angels were holding back all of the enemy and just letting the sweet presence of Jesus just lay in this place.
Amen. Hallelujah. And see, that's what he wants us to experience. When we are in the fires, in the floods, that he holds back what we can't see. What we don't see that he does, but he holds back. So this is, bless his name, and just I'm encouraged by him, and just encourage each other, continue to encourage as we go downstairs and you have some crackers down there. But come on out Wednesday to just appreciate the gift of God that's before us. Amen. We just fully satisfied, blessed, and highly favored. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. Grab something downstairs, a snack, encourage somebody. Make a friend.